From cotton gins and grain elevators to factories and skyscrapers and grasslands to forests, there's only one host and one show covering it all. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio on this momentous day in Texas political history, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis. Without a donor or management-controlled muzzle or leash, our Lone Star story of the day, the Texas House comes out. By the way, a Texas House committee operating in secret comes out with articles of impeachment against the Attorney General Ken Paxton. The entire process is of the highest hypocrisy for Speaker Phelan and his team because it is doing, in other words, they are doing exactly what they've said they were not going to do and used to justify the inclusion of handing power, the handing of power to Democrats that voters did not give them in the legislature. That's right. And what was that promise? To not run the Texas House like Washington, D.C. And yet now we are in the middle of one of the most sordid affairs in Texas history by a bunch of people who must believe the Texas Rangers and DPS and other law enforcement agencies are corrupt. I have no other way to present it because, well, we'll talk about that. Our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with the drug testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. The oil and gas rig count is another big fall off nationally, but a small gain in Texas. And another thing from the legislature that we've got to at least mention, because they're using all of this politics to obfuscate the real problems there. The Senate and the House Budget Conference Committee report is rather shocking. After all the promises that we were, you know, we'd handle inflation and this population growth, and but we're going to hold the line on spending and we're going to give most of the money back to you folks, it appears, at least from looking at the, you know, this thing's hundreds and hundreds, it's about a 1,000-page long report, it appears to be a massive spending spree while keeping tax relief for us relatively tiny, I mean, compared to the increase in spending. It really does. It's rather shocking. It's going to take a lot more studying, but the main numbers look like they just decided to hand out our money and just do more of this fool us with the tax relief thing. Oh, well, it'll be a big tax relief and all this, but they didn't give us our money back with the surplus. Let's put it that way. They put it into growing government like the Democrat legislatures used to always do. Listen to Pratt on Texas on demand anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a podcast recording of today's show and other interviews at prattontexas.com. Want to get to all this momentous impeachment stuff as soon as possible. Let me get a couple of other things out of the way. The rotary rig count, once again, the number of rigs drilling for oil and gas in the United States fell again. Another big fall off this week of 9. So down 9, although Texas, after 2 weeks of huge fall-offs, actually increased to 2. You know, in all this time, we've been significantly higher than we were the same week the year before, but we're not now. We're only one ahead of this week a year ago. A year ago, we had 358 drilling rigs working. We have 359 this week. So we gained 2 over the previous week. By the way, the Taylor County Republican Party is having an interesting, I'm not endorsing the views of the speaker, but I'm very interested in them, and I'm not dismissing them either. But election integrity program, June 1st, next week, 6 p.m., it'll be at the First Church of the Nazarene in Abilene. This is sponsored by the Abilene Republican Women's Club. And I'm sorry, Taylor County Republican Party, because that's where I get the press release from. Abilene Republican Women's Club sponsoring it. Douglas Frank, PhD, world-renowned physicist, is a guy who claims he's discovered algorithms that are controlling elections in a lot of these election systems. By the way, that's not all of them. The one Hart Inner Civic doesn't have any problems. That's the one Lubbock County, where I am, uses, a lot of people in Texas using. But there are these companies that are very suspect of, and this will be a good program. June 1st, 6 p.m. First Church of the Nazarene in Abilene. Waller County Precinct 3 Deputy Constable was found dead in his vehicle in Harris County. Deputies arrived. They found him dead. They said there was no obvious cause of death or signs of foul play, so it may have just been a medical emergency. Who knows? Sad story. And a big story out of Wichita Falls because, you know, everybody keeps telling us how wonderful the schools are and, oh, they're safe and, oh, this other and they're run so well, except the stuff that seems to go on in them without anybody noticing. You know, where's the discipline anymore? You've got these tons of these faculty members. It seems every day almost we've had a story where they're getting it on with students or even little children, abusing them and stuff. How about this? Student charged with two sexual assaults at Wichita Falls High School. An 18-year-old charged with sexual assault of two 16-year-old female students. One in December of 2020, just the last December, and then one in January this year. KFDX reporting this. But there's witness testimony and everything. It's just very interesting that he'd take these girls into an empty classroom and they've seen the video from the hallway showing that indeed they went in and the change in demeanor when they come out and forcing himself on them and on some others, consensual. Another one came forward after all this and then he gets rough with them and all kinds of things. Then she says it, you know, became non-consensual, but it's like there's multiple things of this happening. So it's they've arrested this guy. I think his name's Maldonado, last name. Says the police there at the school said he admitted at least touching the victim's buttocks, but nothing else happened. Well, it looks bad. And Jorge Maldonado, I just wonder what, I'm just sick of hearing how wonderful everything is. Now, Robert, you're not talking about a utopia where there's no crime. No, I'm talking about where's the discipline? These places were paying more money than ever in history, far more than inflation, by the way. And for administrators, extra personnel, security systems, and everything. And yet, when we actually get little glimpses into the classrooms, we find out that there's almost no, in lots of schools, not all. It seems as if it's all a free-for-all and there's nothing there except just the inmates running the asylum. Used to be when at schools I grew up in, if somebody, you were in the hall walking down the hall or something, somebody interdicted you and wanted to know what the hell you were doing, where you were going. I mean, you know, control on movement, control on noise, control on distraction so that learning can take place. And we've learned in these, so many of our schools in Texas that from these stories with, well, like that thing in Plainview. I mean, none of this can happen if the teachers are actually in control, paying attention to what's going on in the classrooms. And I don't know, just weird stuff. It's just shocking. You know, everybody, well, they ought to be safe when they go to school. I get, you know, all this utopianism. Well, we got to take away everybody's right to a firearm so they can be safe. What? There's stuff going on all the time. Sexual assaults, even if it were consensual, it's just as bad going on. And how are they walking around the halls going in classrooms and doing this kind of stuff over and over and over? Right there under the noses of all these administrators. Go look. Your schools, even in small districts, have more administrators than they had 35 years ago, often many more. They got all kinds of personnel. In fact, a lot of the small schools have more staff and faculty, teachers and everything, than they had when they were twice as big a school district. So how's all this go on if all this public ed stuff is so great and wonderful and we don't need school choice? By the way, the speaker, the leadership's made sure that we're not going to get on the conference committee on this other bill, we're not going to get school choice out of it because the conference committee is stacked with people who are absolutely opposed, with Ken King chairing it. That's right, just stacked with them. So it's all a setup for us. In a moment, we get to the momentous decision by his political opponents in the House to bring impeachment charges up against our Attorney General, Ken Paxton.
Fret on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Employers, are you needing to fill a position? I'm Micah White with Goodwin Recruiting. I can take the burden and headache off your plate and find the best candidate for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. That's M-W-Y-A-T-T @goodwinrecruiting.com. Email me for more information and let me know that you heard it on Pratt. Get the Goodwin team working for you. Email mwyatt@goodwinrecruiting.com. Connecting great people to great employers. That is the Goodwin Recruiting way.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans. Employers are looking for solutions, and my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution.
With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com.
From Reagan to Biden, Bill Clements to Greg Abbott, here's a host who has been involved in it all while being self-employed and fighting government overreach, too. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, my friends. Let's begin this with this point. I have long said that, in fact, during the COVID deal, I'm the one guy that really went after the Attorney General on this show. They were very shocked. I don't have any favorites. He does the job. He stands up for conservatism. I have long said that this securities case, it's been out against him 8 years through two re-elections. It is a political setup job. The evidence is pretty darn clear on that. But I've also said on all these other issues, if real evidence were to come forward that something's wrong, I mean, I'm not one of these guys that no matter what somebody does, I'm going after them. I mean, I'm just going to excuse them. There are people in politics like that. I'm not one of them. But so far, none of that's really happened. And this is just amazing. This House committee that's been meeting in secret or investigating in secret comes forward and says we're going with articles of impeachment, which I've read them all. They're purposely extraordinarily bland and generic so that you don't even really know what it's about. Fortunately for all of us, I have been following all these stories for a decade involving Ken Paxton, so I know what they're about for the most part. I've read them all. They're going to debate this stuff tomorrow. And so, that's right. Couldn't get the key bills done or anything, but they're gonna have an impeachment proceeding in the House. Now, my big question to you, and you need to be asking yourself and asking everyone else and asking your reps, because most of them, this is purely, I'm following the leadership and that's it, because that's what this is. This has all been run behind the scenes by leadership to try to penalize one of their biggest political enemies in the Phelan and the House and the moderate insider power crowd in Austin. From the beginning, has had massive disdain from Ken Paxton. They unleashed all hell on him the moment he won the primary runoff for Attorney General years ago against Dan Branch, former state rep in Dallas, in the big establishment non-conservative money crowd. And they've been after him since then. Phelan and the AG, they've certainly, his crew, have not been friendly. And this is what's going on. I want you to understand the question you ought to be asking is, why will they not let law enforcement and due process work? Why? The big lie of the Texas House leadership used constantly to justify handing power to Democrats over and over in every interview you had was, you know, to hand the power to the Democrats, it wasn't earned at the ballot box. In other words, they don't have anything near a majority or any it's a close thing, but we hand them power. What was the argument used over and over? Texas is not D.C. We don't want to be like D.C. We want don't want the Texas House turned into D.C., et cetera, ad nauseum. And now they come forward with this odd impeachment effort that is as nasty as the most nasty things run against Donald Trump, or the nasty things that the Clinton crew did to other people. Now, I want you to be aware of some things. There's a red herring out there that you're going to hear a lot. Well, he's the chief law enforcement officer of the state, the attorney general. They say this over and over, ladies and gentlemen, and in reporting they say it, because they're trying to lead you to a false idea that the reason he's out there doing all this bad stuff and getting away with it is he's the boss of the police. Now, if that were true, it would absolutely be a major factor. This is a red herring, though, because even though he's the state's chief lawyer, and they often call him, you know, the chief law enforcement officer, in Texas, actually, the attorney general doesn't have a damn thing to do with running. They've got some investigators and people in their own office, but they're not the head of the police. That he's not in charge. He's not the president of the United States, number one. He doesn't have any kind of big commanding authority over any other part of the executive branch. And despite being called the chief law enforcement officer of the state, the attorney general does not run the Texas Rangers, the Department of Public Safety, any local police force in the state, including the lefties in Austin, including the Austin far left district attorney's office or any other DA's office. He doesn't run them, has no power over them. Do you understand that? So be aware that's a red herring. So why not let law enforcement work? Well, Robert, what do you mean? Well, they brought nothing new. They brought nothing new in this impeachment, these impeachment articles. And in fact, I read through them, a bunch of them, just to give it a round number of 20, are just generic things they threw on at the end. It's like those federal indictments when they get somebody on one crime and they're charged with 73 counts. I mean, I'm not joking. It is that overt, the silliness of it. There's only one thing in all of this, in his operations as being attorney general, that is questionable in the whole set of indictments, and it's not something for the House to be looking at. It's something for law enforcement to be looking at. However, if you've been following this, which I know very few people have, it's already happened. We had multiple suggestions of investigations, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation, which, of course, you know well that the DOJ is no friend of Ken Paxton, the Trump supporter. Why don't we let law enforcement work? If there was something there, if there were actually things there that were illegal, there is nothing that would stop the feds. I mean, no political influence or anything, and they're already predisposed to hate Ken Paxton. And that's not an overstatement, hyperbole on my part. They are predisposed from the headquarters in Washington to consider him one of the biggest enemies in the country. The only stuff in this articles of impeachment that has any merit about if Ken Paxton crossed a line and was giving some kind of special favorable treatment to this friend, Nate Paul. We've all discussed this stuff in the past for services that amount to bribery. Well, the FBI has been all over Nate Paul. And in fact, the reason the AG got involved was because we were seeing what we saw with Trump and other people and other Republicans in Washington. We saw what appeared to be bad action by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and Mr. Paul went to the Attorney General, a friend, and said, look at this, which is what I would hope he would do for any of us. So why don't we let law enforcement work? The FBI is looking at Paul. The FBI was involved in all of this, and yet no charges ever came. Nothing came. Are legislators making an allegation that the Texas Rangers and the Department of Public Safety and all of our other state police forces, especially the Texas Rangers, the nation's oldest and most prestigious law enforcement body, are they making the inference that they're all corrupt and unwilling to investigate the Attorney General in Texas, whom I remind you again, despite the moniker, Chief Law Enforcement Officer, is not in charge of them in any way? Now, Robert, what are you saying? I'm saying, why would we need a bunch of politicians, Democrats and Republicans, that a bunch of them are part of the Strauss crowd and are now part of the Phelan crowd? Why would we need a bunch of politicians to hire them some investigators secretly without letting other members know and do all this stuff and bring impeachment charges against the Attorney General? Why would we need that if all these allegations are so glaringly obvious and terrible, that it's what the liberal editorial pages have been telling you for years about Ken Paxton. Why would we need to be doing any of this unless those legislators, the speaker himself, who's run all this as the puppet master, is not asking us to infer that our state law enforcement agencies are corrupt and incapable of running an investigation and then bringing it to a grand jury? Because they're telling us these are criminal matters, although if you read through it all, it's pretty much all political differences, except one thing out of the 20. And that's my point. Law enforcement's already been around that, including federal law enforcement, which is outside the sphere of influence of Texas Republicans and big wheels in Austin. So is our law enforcement corrupt or just our politicians?
More from the True Texan Studio after this.
Do you think going to the dentist for a lot of work can be fun? How about if it cost you much less and, as part of the deal, you got a wonderful vacation in one of the world's most desired locations? Costa Rica is world-renowned for dentistry and its dental laboratories, and our dentist, Dr. Silvia Zuniga of DentoCare, provides the kind of expert, personalized service you would think only the super wealthy would get. I'm not kidding about that. Costa Rica is also one of the most desirable countries to visit in summer or winter, and you'll even be near Texas Tech's new campus when with Dr. Zuniga. Many Pride on Texas listeners have made the trip a few more than once and have said it was one of the best decisions they've made. Learn more about our dentist and friend, Dr. Silvia Zuniga and DentoCare, by clicking the banner at prideontexas.com. Go to prideontexas.com and click on the DentoCare banner. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information, cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
On the construction job site, the ranch, or your own hacienda, skid steers can do a million jobs if you have the right attachment and when you need it. WestTexasAttachments.com can get that attachment to you quickly. They deliver. Renting or buying, West Texas Attachments can get you the attachment you need to get your job done. WestTexasAttachments.com. Go to WestTexasAttachments.com and see what skid steer attachments they have. Heck, you might get inspired for your next project.
Every show is a special session. Now, here's your Texan-in-Chief, Robert Pratt, with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. More on all of this. Again, why is it that all of a sudden breaking tradition, we've got to turn a committee meeting in secret in the House into some kind of law enforcement investigatory deal and try to try a man and ruin him in a political body, when all they're alleging these things are, it's not like a president in the U.S. He's not in charge of everybody. It's not as if you need the other branch of government to come in. Unless they're alleging that the Texas Rangers and Department of Public Safety and all other local and the federal agencies in the state are somehow corrupt and unable to investigate properly the Attorney General Ken Paxton. Let law enforcement and the system of due process work. Most of everything discussed in this impeachment and this hearing, the show trial they had, you know, right after the AG calls out the speaker for being drunk on the rostrum, we get within 24 hours this show trial where they have a completely one-sided show trial in there and refuse to let people for the Attorney General's office or Paxton speak for the press. It was a dog and pony show to run the man down. Boy, this shows the ethics of your leadership. I've been telling you for years, you got even some good guys in there that are just have such bad judgment, the people they get behind. Why not let law enforcement and due process work? Most everything discussed has been looked at by law enforcement, even the FBI. Paxton's hated by the left. That's right, the left-leaning establishment. You can bet that includes the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI. So, if there's so much there, why have law enforcement investigations? No, they weren't not done. They were done. Why have they come and gone without action? Impeachment would require a majority vote in the House, only a majority vote, and two-thirds vote in the Senate. There are enough spineless, linguine-spined Republicans to give this impeachment a vote. You just have to have a few. It's basically the number of people, the Democrats and the rhinos that were enough to ensure that Phelan became Speaker. So you're going to get an impeachment. They're going to debate it tomorrow. Oh, and that shows you also how un-American this is. And by the way, and then it would go to the Senate for the trial, and you have to have a two-thirds, I think, in the Senate. But very different from the federal Constitution, this isn't like just a grand jury hearing, because Mr. Paxton is punished upon the passage of impeachment. He is removed from office immediately, set aside from office after the House does this impeachment. He doesn't get to wait for the trial. At least temporarily, he doesn't. He gets removed as AG. Why was this investigation kept secret from most of your representatives? I've heard a lot of grumbling from reps about this, because what that meant was not one man, one vote. It meant your state reps were. Now, people like Stan Lambert, they're not going to care about stuff like this, because their whole thing is just to sit there and do whatever they're told by leadership. But all the rest of the people are pretty mad. Why was their opinion and vote less equal? Why did your vote in your district count for less in Austin in the legislature? And don't buy the stuff that's all out there about, well, this has to be real because Republicans are going after their own. They always stick up for each other. Well, that's just bull. That this is straight up because it's Republicans on Republicans. You got this Brandon Rottinghouse, political science professor at University of Houston, they always go to in the press, showing exactly how dumb some of these academics are and just really absolutely ignorant of Texas politics. When the Democrats were the majority party, they were always going after and indicting like they did Bob Bullock, their own lieutenant governor. They were doing this stuff to each other all the time, and it's been going on in the Republican Party too. It's just not through Ronnie Earl in the DA's office. It's been done through other means. He said, we're used to seeing partisans protect their own, and in this case, the Republicans have turned on the attorney general. It's really surprising. No, they haven't. There's no surprise here. The people behind this are the same people that have been trying to destroy Ken Paxton for a very long time, since the moment he won the election. They didn't like him when he was in the Senate. The Dallas crowd in the morning news went after him when he got elected to the Senate in Plano. Let me go back to that. I was around. I know what was going on. Dallas had been a Republican city, but it was a moderate Republican city by today's terms. They became extraordinarily jealous of the growth in Plano and Collin County. And all of a sudden, over about an 8 to 10 year period, Dallas starts sliding into a Democratic dominated hellhole. And you've got all these firebrand true conservatives being elected north of there and that was it. And Paxton was one of those people, and he just ended up a state senator. And they've hated him from the beginning. And it's all this petty stuff. So it's silly. If anything, over the years, since the GOP majority in Texas, Republicans have thrown each other to the wolves more often than not. Happens all the time. Hell, they just expelled a member at Slate. Now, he probably deserved it, but I mean, they've been nasty to each other. So don't buy this other fake argument. Well, this has to be true because it's Republicans turning on one of their own. That's one of the big press themes out today, and it's laughable. Even the political writers know that's BS, that they're fooling you because they know most people don't know about it, because everybody that's been involved knows there's this giant divide in the Republican Party in Texas, and it's just as vicious as the old divide was for 100 years in the Democratic Party. I mean, vicious, vicious. When they control the state, now that we've been in the majority, it is vicious. It is the establishment power people who tend to not be very conservative, who hate all the other conservatives and use terms like true believers and stuff to disparage them, because they know all this politics talk and conservatism and freedom and constitution. That's a lot of bull. Oh, until it gets in the middle of their business interests where they're making a lot of money. Then they join up with us. But the rest of the time, we're all a bunch of crazies. Don't let issues with Paxton they bring up confuse you. The impeachment, what's most wrong about this impeachment process is not even if the things they accuse Paxton of doing, those are not as important as this. This is a short circuiting by politicians of law enforcement. This is using the House in a procedure that's only been used twice, I believe, once on a governor, and then there was a judge that got impeached in the 70s. This is turning a very sober responsibility and ability that the legislative body has into nothing but a modern-day D.C.-style political hit piece, an assassination, a political assassination of people through this process, because there is nothing about this process. This isn't a governor. This is not a state officer who has control over any of the law enforcement agencies in the state of Texas. They do not report to him in any way. There is nothing preventing law enforcement from doing these things. And what's happened is these lefties are so angry, lefties in the party, I shouldn't say lefties. It is the left. I mean, the left is where they're going to get a lot of their votes for the impeachment, the Democrats. But it is the conservative-hating Republicans in the Texas House and the Senate and everywhere else and all the government that are so angry they've not been able to destroy Paxton over 8.5 years, 9 years, whatever it is of trying, that they're willing to just destroy the reputation of the institution to do it. Because again, why not let law enforcement work? Why not let law enforcement? Are you telling me that Texas, if the Texas Rangers are corrupt and have been bought off by the AG or his friends or donors, we need to know that. That's where we need to be having hearings, right? I mean, that puts all of us at stake. And the proof the House leadership is acting like a Soviet show trial, all you've got to do is look at the agenda for Saturday. That's right. They're going to have this immediate secret investigation. Boom, after the House Speaker gets drunk on the dais, within a couple of days, you've got the committee finding out that they've been investigating secretly for months. Then they have a public show trial. Then they're going to have the impeachment hearing on Saturday. What's wrong with that? I'll tell you.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Make your time on the lake or pond the best it can be with an Elite Custom Boat Dock from EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the coolest, most fun, and functional boat docks around. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and even diving spot on your boat or even jet ski dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Make your time count with the best boat dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
At Thacker Jewelry, we believe in hometown service. When you walk through our doors, we want you to feel welcome and at home. An incredible story lives inside each and every piece of jewelry at Thacker's. As a West Texas jeweler, we want to help you express your love and your feeling for your family, for your loved ones, and for the generations to come.
Hello, what do you say? It's a Thacker Jewelry kind of day.
Farm tractors, semi-trucks, golf carts, ATVs, and even forklifts, what do they all have in common? Batteries. Texas Battery has the correct batteries for all, including commercial, industrial, and agricultural machines. Texas Battery has what's needed for tractors and combines to ATVs and forklifts, and Texas Battery has the right cables when yours need replacing, all with Texas-sized service. Keep your equipment and toys working with Texas Battery. Texas starts with TexasBattery.com. That's TexasBattery.com.
It's an Abilene Sunday tradition. Mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak. Fabulous veggies served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. All from Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene. Bell's Chicken Dinner House serves you fantastic fresh food every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner. And on Sunday, it's the perfect traditional after-church lunch. The catfish is fantastic, too. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Why do the tax and spenders, city hall tyrants, and courthouse kings want him off the air? Listen a while, and you'll know. It's Robert Pratt with more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. So, they do this all within a matter of a few days. If somebody showed up and said, we're going to take everything from you, your reputation, your job, and by the way, we say you've done all these illegal things, and we're going to remove you from your job 3 days from now, And then they tell you the day before, here's how we're going to do it, and here's how you're going to defend yourself, and that's it. That's the trial. Think about that. Would you be able to get all your tax documents? Would you be able to get everything that's ever happened and find witnesses and be prepared to defend yourself? Well, Robert, the trial would be in the Senate. Oh, it doesn't matter. This isn't Washington. And the man's going to be ruined. He'll be impeached. Number two, he is removed from office upon impeachment in Texas. That is different than the federal constitution. Listen to this. The committee running this deal, which is Charlie Guerin, and it's a bunch of people that have been openly hostile. I mean, name calling, threatening behind the scenes. I know stories. Extremely hateful and nasty towards just plain every day. Not talking about the far right people, you know, the group of Freedom Caucus people, but pretty much any conservative Republican in the House. That's who's running this committee. They've proposed allocating 4 hours of debate, 4 hours, evenly divided between supporters and opponents of impeachment, with 40 minutes for opening arguments by committee members and 20 minutes for closing statements. Well, what's wrong with that, Robert? Well, get your head out of your orifice and pay attention to that. Evenly divided between supporters and opponents of impeachment. The supporters of impeachment have been working on this in secret, unknown to the members, for months. They hired at taxpayer expense investigators to go, and by the way, again, the media, even the Paxton-hating media, I have to stress this to you, as pointed out over and over, there's essentially nothing new presented in that show trial by this committee. Nothing new beyond what's already been out there and been reported publicly to the public way before the last election. And that's central to this. And so if law enforcement hadn't done it, why can't we let law enforcement investigate? Why are we letting a bunch of politicians do this? The proponents of this, the people trying to push the impeachment, it's a 100% Soviet show trial stack deck. Most of you don't read or haven't read history. Folks, they would get these people in there, including foreigners, and they would give them an attorney, and they have everything. It looks just like the West, due process. Their attorney doesn't even speak English. If they even gave them an interpreter, it would be rare. They go meet with the lawyer 5 minutes before the trial that's put on international TV. That's what's going on in the Texas House, and that shows you right now what this is about and why there's no ethics to it whatsoever. The leadership team is corrupt. They are corrupted by a lack of ethics. Because there is no way that members to speaking against impeachment have had any time whatsoever. There's no fairness in this at all. The members speaking against impeachment, and remember, oh, Robert, the trial's in the Senate. No, not in Texas. He's removed from office after the impeachment. Then you have the trial in the Senate. The damage is done, at least to the man's reputation. And maybe some of that he deserves. The problem is, so far, nobody, not the whistleblowers or anybody, have brought forward anything that was substantial enough for law enforcement, including the Paxton-hating FBI, to work on. How in the world do the opponents of impeachment have the materials and the time to prepare for this when they've set it for tomorrow and they just announced the stuff last night, yesterday evening? But the other side, the prosecutors... You see, this is a George Soros lefty DA, Travis. The House leadership has turned themselves into Ronnie Earl. Let's just put it that the House leadership have turned themselves into Ronnie Earl. The old go after everybody for political persecution, DA in Travis County. Because there's no way the DAC is completely stacked. The committee had investigators and worked for months on this in secret. They have all one-sided claims and evidence. They never looked at anything from any other side. And in their little hearing the other day, they refused to allow anybody to speak for Paxton. Chris Hilton, the chief of general litigation for the Office of Attorney General, demanded to testify on behalf of Paxton at that open hearing they had, that Soviet-esque show trial, and he was denied the opportunity to do so. He also pointed out something very important. Since even the liberal press who hates Ken Paxton has sadly, to themselves, had to admit this committee didn't present anything new of any substance, everything that was, for them to say that, the point is, All this stuff has been in the press for years. All this stuff was pointed out by the campaigns of George P. Bush and other people running against Paxton. All this stuff was out there. It was in political mailers. It was in political websites. It was in all kinds of stuff. It was in the newspapers constantly. And let me tell you, that was before the election, right? Well, do you know that under Texas law, a state, quote, a state officer, Paxton's a state officer, Texas law says, and there's a reason for this, folks, to try to stop this Soviet-esque political persecution. State law, and they don't care in this house, Phelan and his lieutenants are morally corrupt because the state law is very clear. It says, and remember, a man is removed from office upon articles of impeachment passing, not after a trial in the Senate in Texas. State law says, quote, a state officer may not be removed from office for an act the officer may have committed before the officer's election to office. As Chris Hilton, the general litigation chief from the AG's office, pointed out to the members of the House, the statute means any impeachment can only be about conduct since the most recent elections. Now, some of you may shake your head about that. Why? Well, again, remember, we don't need politicians to be our court. This isn't the federal government with a, we're talking about a president where all the executive branch of government power is invested in the president. Even in Texas, the governor doesn't have direct power over most of the executive agencies. They're direct elected officers like Paxton. It's just a different situation. We have law enforcement who can conduct investigations. That's what I'm saying. If this stuff is so damning against Paxton, why not let law enforcement do its job? I mean, we know the Speaker of the House, the Governor's Office, all these people have tremendous influence, if not control, but influence over DPS and Texas Rangers. It doesn't take much at all for them to call them up on the phone or, you know, send word. We'd sure like to get this guy looked at closely, which I can almost guarantee he's already been done many times. You can't pull... This is because... Once the people have heard the allegations, in other words, once the people have voted, if the conduct is prior to the election, the people are the ultimate jury, not a bunch. That's how it's supposed to be. That's why it's illegal to remove them from office for anything that's happened before they were elected. And he was just reelected. The reason for that is it lets us be in charge of our government instead of the avaricious, power-hungry people that we see doing this. Now, folks, I have tons of other comments. I mean, I've got this big stack. I've read everything out there on it. There was one piece in the Tribune. Phelan's inner party critics say the settlement's a smokescreen for the impeachment effort. Paxton comes from a wing of the GOP that frequently criticizes the House as too moderate, and his supporters say chamber leaders now striking back in an extreme fashion. And, of course, the state chairman for the Republican Party has absolutely eviscerated this because this is wrong in every way. The real question you need to ask him is why, if he's done something, why can't law enforcement investigate it? How are a few partisan, conservative-hating politicians in the House and a bunch of Democrats, how are they the right forum for this? Is our law enforcement corrupt, or, again, is it just our politicians? I'm out of time and out of patience. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all and have a blessed Memorial Day weekend. Remember those who gave their lives for us.
Hear all the great Texas music Proud on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.